I have a lot of hesitation. I don't want to be judged. I don't want other people to say, wow, he wasn't very eloquent there, was he? Or looks like he lost his train of thought there. I don't want that to happen technically. Like, in my mind, I want to avoid that.
There's over 1.9 million podcasts. Most of them never see the results they expected. They want to monetize, but their show ends up costing them money, and they never achieve the listenership they desire. This show will help you launch, grow, monetize, and inspire with your podcast. Get ready to take notes, because here's your host, Adam Adams.
Welcome back to the podcast on podcasting. I'm your host, Adam, AAA Adams, and I'm stoked to share today's episode with you because it's something that really resonates with me because it's a challenge. It's always been a challenge. It's always been something that's difficult to be completely vulnerable. And I want to share some tips. First, I want to talk about three different ways that you're going to fail if you're not yourself. Second, I want to share with you, what does it really mean to be yourself? And third, I want to give you a couple of tips that will allow you to be more authentic when you're either on somebody else's podcast, you're on your own podcast, you're on stage, or at your own meetup group. So first, here are the three ways that you will fail if you're not yourself to the core. And the first one is you will lose sponsorship revenue on your podcast. The second is you will lose business revenue for your company. And third is you'll make no real impact on other people. So let's dive into those three things with you right now. Lost sponsor revenue. People don't want to listen to a show if they can't really resonate and they can't really tell who somebody is to the core. I always think of it as dissonance with a chord, because I was a musician and I used to play all sorts of different instruments and write music. And I remembered if the notes were off, if they weren't, you know, set up, spaced out the way they were supposed to, it's going to sound dissonant. It's going to sound terrible to our ears and we're going to cringe. We're not going to maybe know why we're cringing, but we know something's a little off. And so that's the first thing. You could lose sponsor revenue because those other people are cringing when they listen to your show because you're not all the way fully authentic. You're not you to the core. And as people don't listen to your show, you will have less downloads. And most sponsor revenue is actually contingent on the downloads. They will pay you per how many people are listening to your show. So you don't want to lose out on sponsor revenue. So be authentic. The second one that you could fail at, as we mentioned before, is you could lose business revenue for your company. And the reason why is because people don't know if they can trust you because they're not really sure what exactly is happening here. So because they're not 100% sure that they can trust you, that they resonate with you, that they know who you are, they probably won't be doing business with you. So they may be listening to the podcast, but they're not likely to actually hire you. The third one is you'll make no real impact. And that is that people won't be taking action on the things that you ask them to do. If you say, hey, you need to do this, this, and this to be successful in podcast, whatever the podcast is about, you need to do X, Y, and Z in order to be successful, they're not going to really believe you. They're not sure if they need to do those things. Now, moving on to the second piece of this whole podcast is what does it mean to be yourself? And for me, there's a few things. It means authenticity to the core. It means no worrying about what other people are going to think. I make mistakes all the time, guys. I am not the most eloquent person in this world. I am dyslexic and I have ADD, probably ADHD, but I've been diagnosed with dyslexia and ADD. And all the time, my mind is going so fast. And I never wanted to read a whole bunch of books. So I'm less eloquent than many people out there. It's important that I don't try to pretend to be this sophisticated, eloquent person. I just have to be myself. That's what it means to be yourself. Also, allowing yourself to not be perfect. This is huge. Just like totally being okay with making mistakes, even during your podcast. And if you cuss, you cuss. If you're on your show, and you usually use a couple of slang terms, swear words, then you need to be able to bring that out. all of these things allow people who are like you, who can trust you, to know if they can really believe in your message. And the third and final piece of this podcast episode today is the two tips that I wanted to give you for being able to become even more authentic on stage or on your podcast or when you're on somebody else's podcast or at your meetup. First one is to get out of your head. You just got to get yourself out of your head. My story for this is, have you ever just been hanging out with your spouse or a best friend? Have you ever just been hanging out with that friend and it's like you lose track of time? You also kind of don't even know what you've said because things are flowing and it just feels natural. Well, I guarantee that during that time, you probably sounded like a dumbass a couple of times. Most likely, you sounded like a dumbass a couple of times. It's because when we are with our friend and we're relaxed and we're hanging out and we're outside of our own head, we can allow ourselves to just be ourselves to the core. And so oftentimes, the people really close to us see the worst parts of us and they still love us for it. That's what I want you to be doing for your podcast. So I want you to get out of your own head and think of a podcast as if you're just having a conversation with a friend. Oftentimes when I'm on this podcast or other stages or whatever it is, oftentimes I have a lot of hesitation. I don't want to be judged. I don't want other people to say, wow, he wasn't very eloquent there, was he? Or looks like he lost his train of thought there. I don't want that to happen technically. Like in my mind, I want to avoid that. But when I'm on stage or when I'm on my podcast, I try to forget about me. I try to get out of my own head. And as I do that, even though I'm still making mistakes, even though I'm not perfect, it allows me to resonate with you, my audience, a little bit easier. And when you have your own podcast or you're on stage, you finding a way to get out of your own head and just feel like it's just a conversation with a friend, being okay with making mistakes, etc., is going to help you a ton. The second thing that will help you with being able to be more authentic on your show or wherever it is to not pretend. For example, I already mentioned before, if you cuss, you cuss. And when people see that hesitation, when you're about to say the XYZ word, but you don't actually say it, it just feels a little weird. It's like that dissonant chord that we talked about before. Something feels off. They're not sure what it is. And you might just be pretending to not be somebody who has that type of language. If for whatever it is, pretending, etc., it's like, don't over-exaggerate your accolades. Don't pretend to be someone you're not. If you don't want to wear a suit, don't have to wear a suit. Just be yourself. Don't pretend to be anything else. Some people say fake it until you make it. That's the one thing I disbelieve in. I do. I just don't understand why people are like, fake it till you make it. Wear a suit. Act the part. Act as if. Those things don't make sense to me, and they probably don't make sense to your perfect listener. To finish this off, I want to mention that in our podcast, it's called The Podcast on Podcasting. There is 6 episodes in the very beginning. This is episode 44. But if you go into the podcast from episode 1 through 6, that is a free course on podcasting. It's going to benefit you regardless if you already have a podcast or if you're about to start a podcast. I don't need your email address. There's no call to action like where I need money or anything like that. And you don't have to go to some certain website and have me pixel data and track you forever, right? It's just on the podcast. It's just the first 6 episodes is a mini course. It's a 101 course on starting and launching and growing a top podcast, not just a regular podcast, but a top podcast. If you haven't checked it out already, go and check out the first 6 episodes of The Podcast on Podcasting. It's wherever you listen to podcasts. And with that said, I'm your friend, Adam A. Adams. I hope you go out and grow your show, monetize your show, add influence to other people, and leave your legacy. With that said, I'm Adam Adams, and I'm out.
This is serious. Don't go. Now that you've gotten whatever value that you feel that you got, the actionable takeaways, you need to implement the stuff that you learned. If you remember me talking about bird church once, and they learn how to fly, and then they walk home, I don't want you to walk home. I want you to fly home. So take the steps, take the actionable steps for your benefit so that you can become a better podcaster. That's the only thing that I ask of you. And I'll see you for more actionable tips on the very next episode.